Welcome. In compliance with the Americans with Disability Act, those requiring accommodation for this meeting should notify the Orange County Community Service Office. The WTR required the meeting at 714-480-6450. Are we recording? Are we?
Yes.
Okay. This agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. The council encourages your participation. If you wish to speak, may do so during public comment. To speak during public comment, the speaker request forms, which are up at the front. Once acknowledged and prompted by the chair, can speak, except as otherwise provided by law. No action shall be taken on any item not appearing in the agenda. When addressing the council, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. So I'm going to give an inspiration because it was supposed to be something else.
No, it is me.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
So, I kind of wanted to pick a couple of just some quotes that I find inspirational and meaningful at different stages of someone's life. So the first one is, at first they'll ask you why you're doing it. Later they'll ask you how you did it. So to me, this is important because sometimes people may say, well, what are you doing? You know, if you're an independent person and you go off and do your own thing, but then you know, don't let that inhibit you because your success, people then later on will say, well, how'd you do that? So that's one. The other one, when you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't. And I think sometimes that's people tend to forget that you are who you are based on your values and character, and somebody else doesn't make you who you are. So I like this because especially as a mom with kids, it's important to tell people your worth comes from within you, not who's around you. And then this one inspires me because sometimes you just have those days. So no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. That one I like. So even on the days that are hard, still push forward and have that forward momentum. Those are my little inspirational quotes for today. And then Pledge of Allegiance, which supposed to do, but she can't. So, would you that'd be awesome, Nathan.
Not a big deal, folks. The Pledge of Allegiance. Hand over heart, please.
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah. Okay, so roll call. Yes.
You can do it.
I think
so.
You wanted to.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Linda Barcelona. Elizabeth Husek.
Here.
Jerry Chait.
He has an excused absence.
Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Juno Kim. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Sandy Sting.
Present.
And Nathan Steele.
Here.
And we have four.
And then we have a new member, Irene.
Rose.
Rose.
Here.
She's not a new
member.
Oh,
so
not a new member yet.
Yeah. She's in her heart. She's in her heart. Yes. We just go through the formalities. So, welcome.
Welcome. Okay.
Welcome to our
and our public participant from Irvine, City of Irvine, Senior Citizens Center. Okay, at this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Do we have any public speakers? Okay, agenda item six, action items, review, discuss, take action to identify 2023 housing and transportation legislative bills listed in attachment A, which everybody got in their email. So it looks and appears as though these were already adopted and chaptered. So what I suggest we do is I had gone through the ones that specifically relate to housing and or transportation. So I think maybe we can go through some of these and then we can see which ones perhaps really apply to Office on Aging and Orange County Community Resources. And see if we have to make modifications or there's modifications that Office on Aging has to be because of these, maybe?
Possibly. I mean, there's a lot of them in terms of like just looking at them briefly that will affect different departments within the County of Orange, like our housing and as opposed to Office on Aging directly.
Yeah.
But yes, we can certainly take a look at what chapter into law.
Okay, so the first one for goal one housing for all ages. Does everybody have a copy?
Yeah.
Okay. It's AB 323, and this was about intergenerational housing development. I don't know if anyone has any comments on that. AB 1551, planning and zoning. This one is really, I think, an important one, especially because of the housing element. Cities are dealing with that with the updated plan for the multi high density housing.
Yeah, but this is more in terms of commercial properties. So it's sunsetting a provision that's already or extending the sunset on the provision that's actually there. And providing density bonuses to housing developers.
Right. So I think this is where they can take the commercial, turn it into
mixed use.
Yeah.
AB 2011, Affordable Housing and High Road Jobs Act. Yes, this is more about a streamlined approval process. It's probably wouldn't affect us very much. AB 2119. Medical foster home program. That would be interesting to get more information on that. That's most of our law firm services. Yeah.
We're considering each one of these in the context of this committee, correct?
No, these have already been chaptered and they're in law.
Okay.
So right now, what I think we do is we go through these and to bring back to the full council tomorrow, which one of these are specific to us, housing and transportation.
I think it's more specific, if I may.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's more specific to, you are correct to a certain point in the role of the Housing and Transportation Commission.
Right.
If any impact these bills have on the Office on Aging and how we function in terms of providing like housing and transportation or our role, our little role in helping to facilitate those services to the public. So,
and forgive me, I'm on a learning curve here. I'm brand new. I don't know what our as housing transportation. I don't know what our role is other than advisory or.
Yes.
I am very glad that you said that, and it's further on down the agenda. So.
I can wait.
Okay, we'll address that a little bit later on. I know there's people that have to leave early, so people who have to leave know this already. So we'll address it when we get there. And then I think if you jump there was. Well, I love the closing the digital divide. For those of you that didn't that don't know or the newer members, it's on page 5. It was the health and well-being committee. There was a little subcommittee of that worked with closing the digital divide and working with the Office on Aging and the Board of Supervisors, and we were able to get something like 5,000 iPads. Is it 5,000?
We got 2,500 through one program, and then we got 1,000 through another, and I think 1,500 through another. Yes.
So,
we would have gotten 100, but we got 10. That's cool. So.
Yes.
Well, but actually, it was, and it's a great point. But it was all based on people who called and registered. So, because Bill Hart only had a couple too, so it wasn't limited. Like only a city only got 10 or whatever. It was a first come, first serve,
yeah.
And then you signed up, and then.
The first program, the Bridging the Digital Divide, where there was 2,500 distributed throughout each district. So the 5 districts all got an equal portion. If there was a district where there wasn't such high demand, those iPads got distributed fairly around where the demand, or equally around where the demand was. So yes, that program is closed, but now we have another ATT program that's merged with another. It's very convoluted.
Yeah. But can I get notified if when we can put in for more?
You can.
Yeah, can you help me remember that?
I can help. Yes.
I have enough to do already.
We just had a presentation on it.
Okay.
So let me check and see. I may be able to forward. Actually, that's what I will do. I will forward the committee just for the new members. If there's a request that comes into one, it goes to all or from one. It's same as SCAC. So I will send a copy of the PowerPoint presentation that we just had.
Right.
On the technology program out to you.
But wasn't it based on need? Like if you don't have any access, so
yes.
going to anybody. It's based on people that don't have
there's
iPad or computer.
I'm surrounded by need and we can work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain criteria that one must meet in order to qualify. Yeah. So yeah.
It's a criteria without a problem.
Yeah, it was a great program. And it's good to see that continuous, but okay. And then on page 8, under the caregiving networks, because housing deals with a lot of times that care portion, whether it's burning somebody's home to make it more accessible, being able to accommodate programs that give support to the caregiver, that's really important too. So a lot of these bills on page 5 under friends and family caregiving support, I think those are, I wonder what the Office on Aging is, how it relates to them.
On page 5?
Page 5, oh, page 8. Yeah. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of those. And then goal 5, page 9, ending older adult homelessness. This is one of the biggest huge problems right now, right? It's the homelessness in our seniors.
Yeah, this is on several levels.
That's it. So I would love to be able to tomorrow ask the full stack.
They're not going to be able to take action on it tomorrow. They might be at the next meeting because it's not on the agenda.
Okay.
So ask maybe able,
how
it... But I think the important thing is that all of these bills have been chaptered into law. So if you're looking for an update as to how they would impact the Office on Aging and our operations and perhaps subcommittees as well, we can check and see if we can get an analysis on them for our next Health and Transportation Committee meeting. So I have like the 4 bills that are under, the 3 bills that are under housing, housing options, is that correct? 4 bills under housing options, as mentioned.
Yes.
Okay. And then the digital divide.
Okay.
It's quite actually. This here. Family, friends and family, treasures, support.
These have all been signed into law already.
That's what it, yes. Yes. Yeah. They were 2022 bills and they were chaptered into law
January 1.
Are there funds associated with it, with these by item, or are there funds associated with this at all, or is it just state mandates, or
there should be funds associated with them? What they are
from Sacramento,
because they're all state legislative.
Right,
it looks like so. There should be some funding, unless it's an unfunded mandate.
Yeah, I mean things like this, for example, the homelessness in aging population is critical. I've heard 3 stories in just the last couple of months. One is recently, a few days ago, where people have lost their ability to pay their rent. They're losing their ability to stay in their apartment, and they literally have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
They have absolutely nowhere to go.
And you're talking about 70, 75, 80
sure.
people
sure.
who are going to be living in their car.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an emergency for those people. And I don't know if they're, how this works. I don't know what works, but this is kind of like a bright one for them.
Yeah. It kind of from a county perspective and from your role as an advisory committee, it's good for us to know what you're seeing on the ground out there as well. And then also to come back to this committee with any kind of recommendations or something that you feel strong about. In terms of process, each of the subcommittees will, if they decide that, okay, we need to take some sort of action or recommend some sort of action to the Board of Supervisors, it has to go through the Executive Committee and then the full council for them to take a vote on. You know, and you've got to be very specific as to what that recommendation is going to be and what kind of action you would like them to take.
Would this be something I could count on you or this committee or for help in developing that? I don't jump in, up and down on issues very often, literally, but this is kind of like one of the issues that I like to, because of where I live. I'm surrounded by 9,000 Seal Beach's leisure world is a hotbed both of need.
Well, so South County, what the good ones.
My office us and in their retirement years. And I keep hearing stories about people not in leisure world, but outside of leisure world, who are losing their homes and they've got nowhere to go.
You're fighting that in Anaheim.
Are you?
Anaheim, Santa Ana, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
They show up at the Anaheim, I'm president of the Anaheim Senior Citizens. They show up bag and baggage for
right.
a lobby.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Possessions in trash bags, schlepping them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's any way we can touch that problem.
And then it gets even worse. We had one of my worst. They took her car from her. So now she had, well, she wasn't following the rules. She didn't, her plates had expired. And we just went on and on. But they took her car and now she's nowhere.
Yeah.
Typically, that's emergency. Somewhere where they can go.
There's a lot of resources out there for people who are homeless. And who want some help. So there are some resources out there that they can use. The question is, like, when you get that notification that you have to leave tomorrow, you're not really thinking right, and you're kind of out, and it's like, where do I go? I mean, my first inclination would be to go to the church. That, for me,
right,
that would be. And then take it from there. I wouldn't necessarily think of coming to the county or the city because
right.
you don't really engage with them often, unless you're involved in a senior center.
Right. And a lot of people have family as well that help them support through these types of events. That should be the primary and the church should be a secondary. But somewhere in that process, people don't have kids or their kids
yeah, they don't have anyone.
Are in jail or have
yeah.
all kinds of things. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this.
No, that's what this is about.
This is something I would jump up and down about.
Well, it certainly affects me personally, because I got a phone call from my niece.
Mm.
She said her house that she's been renting all these years, it's now being sold,
mm-hmm.
and she was paying $1,800 a month, and there's nothing in that price range, she said. And she's very bright and resourceful. And so if worse comes to worse, could she come live with me, her dog? well, what am I going to say? No, you have to live in your car.
I'd say no dog.
Well, that's what I was like. That's just me.
You want to come to my house? No, I don't want animals
well,
in my house.
Dog
so
is like
her
child.
For
support. And so it's yeah. like saying, no, you can't bring your child.
We have a lot of seniors that won't
yeah.
go in the facility because they can't bring their animals.
Right.
They can't have all these people and animals. I mean, it's just too much.
Yeah. I'm happy to, Nathan, give you some information on our INA. I don't know how much you know about our office. I'm sorry, information on this.
Okay.
We have an information and assistance
okay.
Department within the Office on Aging. So anyone that calls here looking for information on any kind of resource that, like, be it from homelessness,
right.
food insecurity,
right.
medical, okay. you know, HIPAA, all of that,
right.
HIPAA being the... Sorry. You will learn there's a lot of acronyms. It probably would be good for some new members to get an overview.
I'll catch up. I'm
okay.
a quick learner usually. So.
Okay. Okay.
Well, this is not a new topic. We have discussed this topic inside and out for many, many years, actually. This is not a new topic.
And it's a tough one. It really is a tough one because it encompasses so many levels of, I almost say bureaucracy. I hate that word, but it does. You know, you've got people at your city level. You've got legislators at your county level. Then you've got the state level. Then you've got the resources. You've your nonprofits that are out there that are doing, trying to do their best. And then
there are more resources now at your city level. Mm-hmm. The county has really regionalized and gotten together.
Yeah.
And we are pooling resources. So there are places you call in the city that they'll come immediately and triage and figure out where we're
going. Right.
Yeah.
Even the police department have vouchers for hotels. So hotels. Emergency basis.
Not that I'm about to lose my home, right?
Yeah, but I mean there is a lot of resources.
Yes.
I think a lot of the issue is with people is not knowing. Where do I go? What do I do? How do I get there? You know, so our role is to try and help educate as much as we can, like the community at large, because it's not just one person. It's a community thing, you know, and people who want help, we're here to help. There are people who don't necessarily want your help, and that's a little bit more of a different.
True. That's very complicated.
That's very complicated.
Then you have the ones that don't want to say anything, right?
Yeah, because dignity and pride involved.
Yeah.
You know, the
notice for you to leave tomorrow is not the first notice. The state of California has a long process to evict people.
Yeah.
Very long process, and it's gotten longer the last few years. If you've been a landlord, it's horrendous, but
right.
It's only a crisis because they didn't do anything after the many.
Exactly. Then it
you're really
kicking
out now. It's a crisis.
Yeah.
So for my 55-year-old niece, what county services could I suggest to her?
Where is she coming from?
She lives right on the border of Newport Beach and Costa Mesa.
Orange County. Have her call INA.
INA.
Information
and update.
Information and assistance. It's an 800 at a bus line. Give your number. Monica, can you pull it up real quick? It's 800. It's gone off the top of my head, only because I came back from Russia.
811 or 511.
I can see where you can have some lively discussions. That's very good.
Bye. Take a muffin.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, I will. No, you're going to have to eat every one of those muffins yourself.
I've got teenage boys.
Oh, that's good. They'll wire person those.
It's
going to
be
like
1-800-510-2020.
Oh,
yeah.
I got that.
Yeah.
1-800-510-2020. I was trying to.
And this is a resource for any issue that don't know where to get information on. Like if you call and say, look, I'm having problems putting food on my table. They'll be able to point you.